With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Senate Republicans advance President Trump's request to cancel some $9 billion in previously approved spending. Vice President J.D. Vance broke the tie on the procedural vote, allowing the measure to advance 51-50. To pass the massive rescission bill, Republicans had to make some adjustments.
Senator Mike Rounds went head-to-head with GOP colleagues, demanding the rescission bill not cut funding for tribal radio stations in South Dakota. He wrote on X, "I will now vote to support President Trump's rescission package to claw back $9.4 billion in federal spending." Rounds went on to say tribal broadcast services in South Dakota provide potentially life-saving emergency alerts. He says the deal was made to secure the broadcast funding by redirecting funds that had previously been allocated to former President Biden's Green New Deal. Bob Agner reporting.
Meanwhile, House Speaker Mike Johnson says Congress has until the end of the week to pass a bill that fulfills President Trump's request to cancel the $9.4 billion in previously approved spending.
The Friday deadline looms. We're encouraging our Senate partners over there to get the job done and to pass it as is. That's what we did. It reflects the intention and the view of the House. This, in our view, was low-hanging fruit.
Monday's Supreme Court ruling allows the Education Department to move ahead with mass layoffs and a plan to outsource work to other federal agencies.
With a green light from the court, the Education Department said it plans to lay off about 1,400 employees and begin outsourcing some of its work to other agencies. Already, the department said it's planning to move its workforce development programs to the Department of Labor, and it's negotiating an agreement with the Treasury Department related to the management of student loans. Other work is expected to be handed off to the Justice Department, HHS, and other agencies. It's part of President Donald Trump's campaign promise to shut down the Education Department and move its power to the states.
This is SRN News. Pro-abortion forces mount a challenge in Idaho.
They're gathering signatures in an effort to put before voters an amendment to the state constitution that would enshrine abortion. It's worked in several states, and now the campaign has come to Idaho. Most abortions are illegal in the state, and 2 years ago, the Idaho Supreme Court upheld all pro-life laws. The pro-abortion advocates will need to collect a little over 70,000 signatures of registered voters to get the amendment on the ballot. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As Texas tries to recover from deadly flooding, an army of Christian relief agencies are on the ground offering help. The Salvation Army has a large presence in the stricken regions, as does Samaritan's Purse. The Southern Baptist Convention is sending aid along with Texans on a mission and Convoy of Hope. At this point, most of the agencies are serving meals and providing necessities to people whose homes have been destroyed by the floodwaters. This is SRN News. A labor stoppage and participation in the upcoming Summer Olympics are topics being discussed during baseball's All-Star break.
Major League Baseball faces a potential lockout in December 2026. Players and management have long clashed over salary cap proposals, a format that union head Tony Clark criticizes as harmful to competition and player salary guarantees. Commissioner Rob Manfred argues the cap could address payroll disparities. Manfred and Clark say plans are moving ahead, exploring the possibility of using major leaguers in the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics, a tournament that could be played on an extended All-Star break. I'm Geffen Kuhlbach.
An arrest in the fatal shooting of an American Idol music supervisor and her husband. KABC-TV says 22-year-old Raymond Buderian of Encino is suspected of killing the pair last Thursday, possibly when the couple returned home during a home robbery. More details at srnnews.com.